This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A couple more radio graffiti moments here from our listeners via text. Hey, Scott, I have to bring this up. I don't even know what to think anymore. The crappier you do your job, the more awards you seem to qualify for. Governor Whitmer received the JFK Profile and Courage Award today. That's nuts. Yeah, Michigan governor who's been woke through this whole thing. You know, here's the deal. All those awards, even if it's a Nobel Peace Prize, they're all political. They're meaningless. I think the same thing about our flags flying at high staff, half staff. You know, if everything causes you to fly a flag at half staff, then it means nothing. Then we've gotten to the point where, you know, it just is, just leave it at half staff and weep for America, I guess. I don't know. Texter says, hey, I'd go to Mitchell if I could. I would too. Maybe they're saying I should go to Mitchell, but I don't know if they're going to go. I explained this dilemma. Monday is my wife's birthday. And so I'm already going to be gone on our anniversary week, which is the 11th. Did you know that, Kev? So I have my wife's birthday on the 10th, our daughter's birthday, who's out at New Haven, Connecticut, about to graduate from Yale. So I can't be with her either way. But I could be with my daughter, my wife, rather, on May 10th and be at home because the event in Mitchell is May 10th. And I talked to Mike Lindell yesterday. I said, Mike, here's the deal. It's my wife's birthday. I want to have you on the air. I'd like to talk about the event. He said, you cannot not go to your dinner with your wife. So I'm rescinding my invitation for you to participate in this event. It's now gone. Take it away. And here's what we'll do. If you want to come down to Mitchell, I'll fly in early. We'll do your radio show. We'll get Joe Piscopo on with you. We'll get Eric Metaxas on with you. Myself and Brandon House will be on with you. And we will inform South Dakota, North Dakota, and Western Minnesota about this event. Doors open at 4 at the Corn Palace. He told me yesterday more phone calls about this event have come into the Corn Palace than any other event in the history of the Corn Palace. And I don't know when they built that sucker, but it's not new. It's not new. We'll get Super Producer Chris on the history there, okay, on the history of it. Wowzer. Think about that. So doors open at 4. The event starts at 6. Joe Piscopo is going to be entertaining the crowd. Michael and Eric Metaxas will be the first speaker. If you don't know anything about Eric Metaxas, you're missing out. I have his book with me on this trip, if you could keep it, talking about our liberty and our republic. And it is phenomenal, and even though he wrote it 3 years ago, it's perfectly timed for today. He also wrote the definitive biography on Bonhoeffer, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He has... I met him actually one time at an event that the First Choice Clinic put on in Fargo, a wonderful organization that is no more, a pro-life entity. They're now part of a national network, so they're still doing their mission. They're just doing it a little differently, kind of like Dakota Hope Clinic is now, which is my new favorite. That and the Park River Clinic and the work they do up there. And the whole 40 Days for Life thing. I would die. If somebody said, Scott, you're going to die today, but as a result of you dying, abortion will end, I'll say, sign me up. Sign me up. That's how much I care about a kindergarten-sized class in downtown Fargo every day being exterminated. That's not crazy talk. That's how I feel. That's why I fight so hard for the pro-life cause whenever I can with this microphone. And I'll never do it. And you can drag me away from the microphone and say, you can't talk about it anymore. All you want, that's fine. Until I have my last breath, I'm going to talk about it. And Eric Metaxas is the same way. Mike Lindell is the same way. Brandon House is the same way. These are good people. They'll be at the Corn Palace on Monday. So I'm working out the broadcast details, but I will be home for dinner with my wife. Thank you for the advice. Most people said your wife is going to love the Corn Palace. I'm not so sure. But, you know, she did express some interest. That, however, was when Kristi Noem was going to be there, and then Kristi Noem's schedule did not allow her to be there. So, she's a big Kristi Noem fan, as am I. Kristi Noem was on Fox and Friends this morning, by the way, talking about the lies about Sturgis. Do you know they've been lying about Sturgis being a super spreader event? I'm sure that'll surprise
you. Oh, I know. Yeah, I've read all of it. We were there.
Yeah, it was not a super spreader event, and they lied about it. Because that's that's what leftists do. They lie. They lie.
Got an email to you from emailer Judy. What was the name of the financial advisor in his company that you had on the radio yesterday?
That was a gentleman by the name of Mark Wagner. And Mark has ndestateservices.com. I suggested Mark's services as a Mother's Day gift because mothers want peace in their family more than anything, right? And there's nothing that'll suck the life out of a family more than a fight over assets. Mom or dad die, and all of a sudden it's a fight. I get that land. No, dad told me I got that land. A trust removes all that fighting and makes mom and dad's wishes perfectly clear. There's no probate. There's none of that. Mark can sell you peace of mind. So you'll find him at ND Estate Services. If I were you, I'd call him today or I'd text him today and I'd say, will you come out to the farm? Can we meet you somewhere? Confidential. Nobody knows about it. His knowledge is unbelievable. So that was Mark Wagner. You can call him at 701-318-0908. And I'm not joking about him selling peace of mind. That's literally what he does. 701-318-0908. If you call your attorney and say, Mr. Attorney Man, I want to do an estate, he's going to go, no, I don't like estates, they're bad news. Now, God bless attorneys. They provide a good service. And attorneys are important in trust work, but they do about 20% of the work. They just button it all up and whatever. The reason they don't like estates is because estates remove the need for them when somebody dies. Simple as that. It's just business development for them. So you really can't necessarily take an attorney's word on estates. Just get Mark's advice, get other people's advice, and I think you'll find that it's necessary for the peace of mind. 701-318-0908. I don't have a ton of assets other than our broadcast operation, which is growing by the day because we have a great president in Steve Holstrom. But my wife and I are going to do this. We're both in our 50s, and it's time to have it because you just never know. You get hit by a bus. And we have three wonderful children. And I want them to be able to have the ability to carry on, you know, what we started, if they wish to. So we're going to do it as well. So let's go to Mark Fox here. We're waiting for Dr. Monica Mayer. She's going to join us a little later on the program, answer some of your questions about the Dwight Yoakam concert coming up. May 12th tickets go on sale. One question I'm hearing is related to masks. Are they mandated at the concert? I don't know. I know they are mandated at the casino right now. And one of the reasons this is happening in Newtown at the Four Bears Casino is because they have found that by requiring these, they have less instances of COVID, and human capital is very hard to find up here. Human capital is very, very hard. So, anyway, so in other words, if they feel that it, you know, keeps everybody comfortable and people will come to work, and then they have less instances of this, it's just better. So, let's get to this conversation with Mark Fox. He's the chairman of the Mandan Hidatsu, Arikara Nation, and I want to talk about the historic opportunity that he has right now to be a champion of North Dakota oil and gas development, not just at MHA Nation, but everywhere in North Dakota, on federal lands everywhere, because he has the Secretary of the Interior and the Biden administration top officials on a speed dial. So is this, Mark, a historic opportunity for you and for North Dakota?
Well, I think it is a great opportunity at MHA, which you are alluding to, the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. You know, we no matter which administration we have to deal with, we do our best, or which state legislature or which governor, we always do our best to communicate and try to coordinate, and we think that's the best policy to have. Oftentimes, tribes will get into a closed-door situation, and because they can't find any common ground sometimes, and that causes entities to drift apart. And I've learned in my experience as being an elected leader of my people that doesn't help the situation, doesn't behoove. You have to talk even if you disagree, and that's the best way. Now, we worked closely with, as close as we could with the Trump administration. I know it started out fairly well, but then there was failures in that communication, and as far as we're concerned, failures in support for policy and things we needed. And But now with the new administration coming in, President Biden administration, as well as, you know, Secretary Holland, we're pretty optimistic that things are going to go very well, especially in relationship to our energy program that we have developed over the last 12 years or so. And so what we're looking for right now with the new administration, the new Secretary of Interior, as well as Energy and other departments as well, is that we are looking for a huge deference to the tribes. You can see already consultation very key for this administration, meaning they're going to demand and make sure that all the rest of the federal government and all its agencies comply with the directives of government-to-government consultation. So we're very excited about that.
And it's a big deal.
So there's concepts, which one is it?
All right, sorry, we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Chairman Mark Fox. That consultation is key. He's going to talk about another piece that's key in the interactions between the MHA and the Biden administration. More after this.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Is this more Cinco de Mayo, Kev? It doesn't sound like. Seems like you moved.
I thought Mas Tequila by Sammy Hagar might fill it on.
All right, you've moved on from Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, I'm in a little Margaritaville. I might tee that up. You know.
All right. Yep, Kev's in charge of the bumper music there. Yeah, all right, got it. Back on What's on Your Mind, we're at Four Bears Casino, Newtown, North Dakota today, talking to the chairman of the Mandan, Hadatsu Arikara Nation, and some very important things in the future of North Dakota and oil and gas development, for sure. So, also Dr. Monica Mara, the council. Woman for the first, I guess it's called the first, it's called the segment one. And she is in charge of the largest land Mass, and that includes Newtown and the casino. So we'll talk with her a little bit coming up as well. I want to tell you about Newsmax for a moment. President Trump has been saying Newsmax is really good. He's right. I agree with President Trump about Newsmax TV. 30 million Americans are watching it, watch it all the time. You go to Newsmax.com for headlines throughout the day. Their shows are phenomenal. Newsmax, Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Sean Spicer, Lindsey Keith, Huckabee on the weekend, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, and more. Never afraid to report real news. So President Trump says it's good. Start tuning in today. Find out for yourself. It's on all major cable systems. If it's not on yours, hard stop. Call your cable system. Say, I got to have Newsmax on, or I have no choice but to switch. I did that with Midco, and Midco must move at the pace just one bubble better than the government, because they keep saying, we're talking about it, our people are talking to their people. I'll uncut the cord if you can do that. I'll put it back together if they get Newsmax. But there's other ways to get it. Smart TVs, Samsung, Sony, LG. You can get it on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, Amazon Fire, and YouTube. It's very easy. I have Roku, actually. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on the smartphone, another way to watch. You can do all that, too. Start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people. Back with our conversation with Chairman Mark Fox of the Mandan Hadatsa Arikara Nation. So before the break, he was talking about consultation between the MHA Nation and the Biden administration and how they recognize how important that is. And by the way, I would say, you don't hear me say a lot of good things about the Biden administration. This is a difficult position for them, because they can't throw Native nations under the bus when it comes to oil and gas development, because of what the wealth it provides, the jobs it provides, the generational transformation that happens, okay? And the leverage that can come from Mark Fox and other Native nations that have oil and gas development will be an important tool in exposing the hypocrisy of the Biden administration. And so far, they've listened to MHA Nation. They carved them on an exemption on federal lands, as an example. So consultation is one. Mark, what were the others you were talking about before the break?
And so there's two other concepts, which one is in that consultation is deference to tribes. How do you want to run your business? How do you think it's best to coordinate with federal laws and federal policies that are being proposed, or changes that might be moving in a certain direction? You know, what is your input? What is your opinion? And that's going to be really critical for us, what we call deference to tribe, where we can step forward and say, well, here's our rules, and here's how we think we can do our best to maximize our trust assets, change the lives of our people, you know, increase the standard of living, and really radically change our economy to the point where we don't depend on the federal government as much as perhaps others do today. And so that deference is really key for us, and real hopeful. The other real big item that I think that this administration has provided, in addition to deference, is also a very strong understanding of the uniqueness and differences between trust land and federal lands. Now, albeit trust lands are federal in nature, they are lands held by the United States of America in trust for the benefit of tribes and tribal members, but in purpose and principle, they are not the same as federal lands. Federal lands have other purposes. And so what was happening historically, since the beginning, for hundreds of years, is that when federal government passes a rule or a law or a policy, they simply put everything that's federal into one box and say this is applied to every federal piece of land. And the difference now is that we have an administration and his team, as well as you have a Secretary of Interior and others there that fully understand what those unique differences are and what those purposes are to be for each. And we're kind of excited about that, because when we talk about energy development, we're talking about development of our trust asset, oil and gas. That's our right. We are one of a number of tribes, about, a dozen or so tribes that have elected to develop their energy and their trust resources. And so we have stood strong to saying, this is our right. We expect that support to allow us to do that, to change our lives, our economies, and everything else. So along those lines, to date, we've been fairly successful, and we're greatly appreciative of that communication.
And, you know, a couple of things you talked about there I want to come back to. But before I do, whether somebody is in the oil and gas business, whether somebody likes fossil fuels or doesn't like fossil fuels, what I wish they would do is spend some time understanding the situation at the Mandan Hidatsa Arikara Nation, because they would understand the transformation of a people as a result of the opportunities that are out there. Businesses have started, jobs, careers, opportunities, generational change because of it. So just walk me through a picture of, I believe, the lowest unemployment, certainly among the lowest of any tribal nation in the country, and the opportunity that's out there. Businesses started by Native people. I really want people to understand this, because that's what you're fighting for here, isn't it, Mr. Chairman?
Well, it is. We are in a situation where we've made significant investment and reinvestment, utilizing our trust resources of oil and gas. We've really made some great strides, in particular the last, you know, 6 or 7 years. And we've got in the ground a significant amount, $500 million of infrastructure that includes schools, it includes health care facilities, it includes treatment facilities or drugs, it includes houses, 400 or 500 additional houses, and you know, the roads and water, all these different things that we've been able to do for ourselves simply because our nation, our people and our nation has made a choice to say, while we can, we're going to develop this asset, and then we're going to take that resource and all that development, and we're going to continue to build on that so that, you know, we're not reliant on just that. It's going to be the catalyst for us to do so many more things for ourselves, and we've been doing that. You know, an example of that also is the greenhouse project. You know, we're going to take captured gas, and we're going to compress that. And then when we compress that, we're going to put it into a combined heat and power unit, a very expensive unit, but that's going to provide heat, electricity, the lights all year long, and also combined with our water and other resources, we're going to grow in these massive greenhouses. We're going to grow crops and food all year long, not only for our own benefit, you know, sustaining our own needs for food, but we plan to export this as well. And we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We come from a long history of agriculture. We're just rebuilding that. And we've learned a lot from watching others like in Holland and Netherlands and went on a trip there. I mean, these are an example of the things we do.
Great examples, actually.
Aren't they, though? Fascinating conversation with Chairman Mark Fox. We're going to continue that on the other side of this break, as well as a conversation with Dr. Monica Mayer, Councilperson, Segment 1 from MHA Nation. Answer a few of your questions. Talk about the big concert coming up at the Four Bears Casino.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has filed a motion seeking a new trial in the death of George Floyd, arguing that his constitutional right for a fair trial was violated multiple times throughout the proceedings. Defense attorney Eric Nelson took issue with the judge's refusal to grant a change of venue and the decision not to sequester jurors during the trial. There's also an issue where a juror who did not tell the court his support for Black Lives Matter movement. President Biden wants 70% of U.S. adults to have at least one COVID-19 shot by July 4th, a goal he announced Tuesday, along with plans to vaccinate harder-to-reach populations and preparations for vaccinating teenagers. Social media interactions about former President Trump have fallen 91% since January, according to data from NewsWhip. Facebook's 20-person ruling board declined reinstating President Trump to Facebook Wednesday morning. Trump launched his own platform Tuesday, DonaldJTrump.com. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
His favorite Cinco de Mayo song. I like to celebrate and live my life, too. Is this a little modern-day Cinco de Mayo? I like it. Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at Gateway Building Systems. Wow, do they have a deal right now. I think you know this already, but in case you don't, Gateway Building Systems is your ultimate bin builder, right? So these folks, they can, the Brock bin is, you know, it's number one. It's just, it's number one in the U.S. It's locally owned. I mean, Gateway Building Systems, a great company to deal with. Turnkey convenience, factory direct product, complete design services, in-house construction. They make everything easy. Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, lags, towers, conveyors. They do it all. And they've been doing it for 60 years. They got 3 locations. They got 5-star service. And a hard-earned reputation as a design-build contractor. They just have everything you need. And right now, they have grain bin storage in stock, which is hard to find. So ask about the seasonal discounts right now. They got some deals going. Call them at 800-747-4499 or go to gatewaybuilding.com. Everybody is still worried about COVID. Not everybody, I should say, but it's understandable to worry about it, right? It's gripping the nation. It's like, how fast do we come back? Are enough people vaccinated? I'm at the Four Bears Casino today. They still have a mask mandate here. And they have a mask mandate because, number one, a good chunk of their workforce doesn't like to come to work if people aren't wearing a mask. And so it's there. Now, air ventilation is the thing I've heard more than anything that can get the bad stuff out of the air. And H.A. Thompson & Sons has installed this in businesses and in homes. And I know of establishments, restaurants. I know of healthcare facilities. I know of bars that have had zero instances of COVID through this whole thing. Not once did they have a contact tracing back to their business. Not once did they have an employee or a resident that had COVID. Think about that in this environment. Now, the one thing they all had was an air ventilation system that included IAQ air cleaning products from H.A. Thompson & Sons that killed not only COVID, but viruses, mold spores, odors, bacteria. There's always bad stuff in the air. There is. You can trust H.A. Thompson & Sons because they've been doing this since 1908. I'd call them if I were you at 701-223-3393, and I'd say, I'm going to put one more layer in there to remove the worry. That's what I'm going to do as we work our way out of this pandemic. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com. We'll return to our conversation with Mark Fox, the chairman of the Mandan Hadatsu Arikara Nation, to talk about DAPL and the importance to DAPL, importance rather of DAPL to obviously not only the takeaway capacity of this MHA nation, a major oil producer, but also to all of North Dakota. But before we do that, we welcome to the program a guest we've had on before, Dr. Monica Mayer, who is the councilwoman for the first segment number one of the MHA Nation. And part of her portfolio is the casino we're at today, the Four Bars Casino. Dr. Merrill, nice to see you again.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
Oh, not too bad. It's nice outside. We got a little bit of rain. You know, things are good.
They're good. Now, you are in charge of the casino as part of your portfolio, correct?
I'm the casino. You know, we have an organizational chart where you have the chief operations and the general managers, and then they report to our economic committee, which I chair, and then we report to full council.
Got it.
So,
and how is the Four Bears Casino fared during the pandemic?
You know, it was kind of a real roller coaster for us, not only for us, but for all the casinos in North Dakota. Really struggled. One of the benefits that we have is our resource of oil. But when the oil tanked out on us, it was rough. I mean, they went from 450 plus employees down to 100 and maybe 150.
Wow. And, you know, one thing I always think of when I think of the casinos is good entertainment. Because of the casinos, there's good entertainment you bring in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big gambler, but, you know, some people like to spend time gambling. If I do, I'll say, I want to spend $40 on the blackjack table, whatever. But I always think of the people, and I think of the jobs it provides.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's been quote-unquote boycotts over the years, and you know what, because of Standing Rock and their involvement in trying to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline and the harm it's done. You hear people say, I'm not going to that casino anymore, and they think, well, who you're going to hurt are the people that work there. Right, and they didn't make the decisions that Dave Archambault did or Mike Faith makes today. Don't take it out on them. Don't take it out on the people. You know, take in the entertainment and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But do you still feel a residual of some of that of people that are mad for whatever reason outside of the pandemic and take it out on the casinos?
Well, you know, outside of the pandemic, you know, the pandemic was extremely. You know, it was up and down. The prices of oil went, you know, tanked out on us. A lot of our customers, you know, we want to provide, and I'm on board with, you know, our council, the full council really wants to see our casino be a destination resort area for people in North Dakota. And
it should be up here. I mean, my gosh, the beauty, the fishing, the opportunities, and you have a community that can handle it. I mean,
yep.
Brett Erdman and the crew at Teddy's and the Little Missourian and Suites, two beautiful hotels, great restaurant.
Yep.
You've got a hotel here, and I believe another one on the drawing board.
Yep,
right.
Yep, we sure do. We, you know, we've invested in over $50 million into our event center, and we're investing into an additional hotel with maybe a high-grade restaurant with a good experience. We call it the peninsula where the casino sits. And that peninsula, the chairman has added a water park. We've added a beach. We've added, camping for RVs, and it's always full every year. And so we try to, you know, make sure that we, you know, the in the gaming industry, the slot machine is the center of everything.
That's the magnet, huh?
That's the magnet, and we build a restaurant to support the slots. You build an event center to support the slots. You build hotels to build the slots.
Bring people in.
So
yep.
you have all these ancillary entertainment to bring people into the casino to have, you know, a good experience. And so we really focus on strong customer service here. The management has been spectacular, Spencer Wilkinson, Scott Wilson, and all their staff members. And they're building back up, I think.
I know Spencer. He's a good man. Yeah.
About 200 now, you know, so it was...
coming back.
It's coming back.
And you got a concert on the table
yep.
for June. It's Dwight Yoakam, big name. Tickets go on sale May 12th.
Yep.
And, you know, that'll be a good test for coming back here, right?
Well, yeah, that's going to be our first opening since the pandemic started, and we would like to see a very good, strong, show for the people of our area. And we have people coming in from all over the place. You know, it'll book up for us.
Now, we had some questions about the concert. One of them is, are masks required? And I would imagine that's a mixed bag. I mean, I know it's in June. So today, masks are required here. Do you anticipate for the concert, masks will be required?
You know, that's a decision that the council makes, but along with the forebears management. And it's a discussion that, you know, it's a financial discussion. If we require masks, it's going to be difficult for those outsiders coming in and to not want to wear that by their choice. And it's also, you know, a sovereign kind of issue. It's a medical issue. And so
you're a doctor. I've seen so many things about masks that say it's more optics than it is a medical benefit. Do you have an opinion on it?
I like masks, and I'm an advocate for it.
So in other words, you believe medically they help prevent the spread.
Yeah, sure. When you cough or you sneeze, that virus goes in that air, and there's no question about that. That's just like us saying, well, you know, you can't spread it by your hands or touching people, but so you don't have to wash your hands no more. You don't have to wear a mask no more. No, the virus is still out there. And I like Dr. Fauci. He's my hero.
He is.
He's really a...
Dr. Fauci's been all over the map on masks.
Yeah.
He originally said you don't need to wear them. They don't do any good for this viral load. And then he flipped back the other way. So I'm not a fan of Dr. Fauci for that reason, because I don't know which Dr. Fauci to believe.
Well, I'm a strong advocate for masks and just good hygiene. And
should it be optional? Should it be, look, if you believe in masks, wear a mask. If I've had a vaccine and I don't feel like I need to wear a mask anymore, I'm not going to wear a mask. Should it be an optional thing?
Well, I think this is just my personal opinion. This is not the council's decision, which it ultimately will be. But in my personal opinion, our casino employees and customers wear masks on the floor. But I do believe an exception should be made for the concert because we got to have a good outcome. We want people to come here and have a good time. And if they don't want to wear a mask, they don't have to wear a mask.
And, I think that's important. That's what most people are looking for. They're just looking for a personal decision based on their health.
I don't want to mix the business with the medical. Yeah. And I think this is a business question.
Makes sense. About a minute left, but I want to ask you about something that came up earlier on the show. And somebody called and said, you know, I hear a lot about, from the Native community, asking for respect of the Native people, of Native rights, but those same people say I'm, you know, racist, or I don't recognize that I have some of those same privileges, right, and respecting my culture. Mm-hmm. What do you say about that?
Well, I think, first of all, respect is earned. I don't care what color you are. You have to earn it. And regardless of having...
shouldn't be a color thing. It shouldn't be a skin thing.
It shouldn't be a skin thing. I mean, for heaven's sakes, I mean, look at what Hitler did to the Jewish just because they were Jew.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean...
So we shouldn't see each other as you're of that culture, you're of that culture. Obviously, respect the people and there's differences in their world.
Of everybody's.
But we don't just... earn respect and respect each other.
Respect each other. I mean, there's always going to be differences and there's always going to be, issues of racism here, there, everywhere.
Well said. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I know tonight there's a fundraiser.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. Our last, it's been a month now since we had our fire. As devastating as it was. Sunday, folks. Yep.
Easter Sunday.
As lucky as we are that we didn't have any fatalities, we are having our second dinner.
Fundraiser.
Yep.
Dinner. Will it be here at the casino?
Yep. No, it's going to be at our building, our community building, Northern Lights. We're going to have a dinner catered by Homesteaders, which have been a good vendor who have worked well with me.
Folks, go there. Be part of this. We're talking about 35 families displaced, nearly 100 people homeless.
Yep.
We brought up a bunch of goods from MyPillow and Mike Lindell. It'll be given to the families. Love for you to be there tonight.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. What's the perfect person?
Yeah.
What are you looking for? Somebody's already in construction, or what are you looking for in the way of skill sets?
I like training guys that have no experience. So, I mean, that's willing to work hard and do some traveling. They need to have a driver's license, and they need two thumbs.
And what kind of a pay range? What would your best employee, what,
What is the high end potential?
The high end is 30, and a new guy with no experience, you know, 16. Start to see the CDL drivers at 22. So they're getting, when we're busy here, they're getting, you know, 50 to 70 hours a week, Monday through Saturday, Sunday off.
If somebody heard this today, Luke, and they say, I want to work for Luke, what should they do?
Give me a call on my direct cell phone number, 934-1134, and we can talk wages and when you want to start, and we got plenty of work out there.
It's the way to go. RedDrilling.com, two D's in it, RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
Let me tell you about a month-long of May savings at PetroServe USA, and also, whether it's Marathon, Senex, or PetroServe USA branded fuel, best deal at the pump ever. Plus, come on inside for giant sunflower seeds, $1.39, firewood for $4.99, t-shirts, $3 for $9.99, no kidding. Nestle water packs, 28-pack, $3.99, liquid ice, $2 for $3, and have a sweet tooth like me, Kit Kat, or Reese's Lovers, 79 cents. PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, tell them Scott sent you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Or SchwannBuickGMC.com. You can see all the new 2021s. There is a lot of free money out there. 0% interest, a lot of purchase allowances. Schwann Buick GMC, family owned and operated since 1998. They offer an answer to all your automotive needs, whether it's new vehicles, pre-owned service, parts and accessories, or collision repair. Give them a call or stop in. They're at 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Or at 701-214-6372. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
This is where you get hungry. When I tell you about home cooking and grab-and-go convenience from our friends at PetroServe USA and what some of the specials are today, is Wednesday. So there's Swedish Meatballs in Valley City, exit 292. Swedish Meatballs at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Lasagna Valley City and NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Salisbury Steak on 12th Avenue and I-29. There is chicken pot pie in Glendon today, or mac and beef hot dish in Yulin. I'm telling you what. How's that for grab-and-go convenience? And Wednesday and every Wednesday, you buy two fresh-baked cookies and get one free, so I do the dessert, too. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you, folks. Our 24-7 Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline, 855-200-1776. Be the Buffalo, would you? And I tell you, if you lose your home, you got to be the Buffalo. You got to turn into the storm and realize, oh, my gosh, I got to live in a hotel. Oh, my gosh, I don't have everything. Everything burned. Some of these people literally ran out of their apartment. It's a 2-3-year-old apartment, very beautiful place, and amazing. I don't know why there's not been more reporting about it. But think about how you got to be the Buffalo for that. So that's folks just like the folks at Oasis Petroleum who care deeply about this. And the oil and gas industry is part of the folks. Ron Ness and the team of the North Dakota Petroleum Council sent up a check for this event. And you can go to Cornerstone Bank and donate. You can do it on GoFundMe. Or you can come to the dinner tonight at the Northern Lights Community Center. That is 5 to 7. Great meal. And you know what I love most about this? They're recognizing the first responders. And the team that Monica Mayer has, the housing folks that have done an incredible job doing everything in their power to take care of these people and find them a home. And so the first responders are all going to get a $50 gift card from MyPillow tonight. What a neat deal. And Michael Lindell sent up sheets and pillows and a big trailer full of stuff. Thanks to New Leaf Hospitality and the team at Teddy's and the Little Missouri Inn and Suites that literally went down with a trailer and got the folks from MyPillow to load it up, as well as the body detailer soap guy who sent soap for 35 families. So it just warms my heart to see that. And do me a favor. Give them $100 if you got $100 to spare. Call Cornerstone Bank today and say $100 for those folks. $50, $25, $10, whatever you can afford. Okay? Please do that. More of our conversation with Mark Fox, the chairman of Mandan Hidatsu Arikara Nation. Let's talk about DAPL. DAPL, Mr. Chairman, is in great peril because of a federal judge right now who is listening more to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe than they're listening to you as chairman of the MHA Nation that benefits from this. And the uncertainty is killing the investment community right now. So how do you, as the chair of MHA, convey that to Standing Rock? How do you get people to recognize how detrimental this is to you and to all of oil and gas in North Dakota?
Well, it is potentially harmful. I mean, if a shutdown occurs as we stand today, it is going to have a negative impact to the development of our trust asset for 12 years. Make no doubt about it. And I also, people need to understand, regardless of what side they are on in the issue, is that MHA Nation and its membership, two-thirds of the revenue go to individual members, mostly elders. Of all the revenues ever produced by royalties through energy development on our reservation, and one-third to the tribal nation to represent everybody. But we have, you know, even though that's that way, we have to understand that the tribes are not the one. Our tribal nation is not the owners of the pipelines. We simply are contracted and leased out with producers who partner and come in. They have the resources to do the drilling and the big. It takes billions of dollars to develop oil in a given play, and so we have to have partners. So these partners come in and they lease and they say, for X amount of percentage, each barrel that comes out of the ground, you'll benefit by that. And then there's taxation, of course, which we use for infrastructure and everything else. Now, but we don't own these pipelines. We don't even really make the choices about which venue the producer will send them on. And so...
But correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm an investor and I see the uncertainty, not even an actual shutdown, just that it may shut down, it may not shut down, I'm a lot less likely to give you an investment in an oil. I mean, it means less drilling, just the uncertainty, correct?
And I mean, you know, money is money, and people are everything's about weighing risk. And so investors may say, that's not worth the risk or what have you. And that our risk there. And I'm certainly not going to justify. I think ETP made an error in their judgment, and it's part of that risk as well. I'm just going to say that. But it is what it is. 60% of the oil that comes out of Fort Berthold goes along that line. And so what I have been trying to figure out and working with producers, and I have really good relationship with the producers on Fort Berthold. We have working sessions to talk about things. If a judge does say, or an agency does say, while we're completing an impact statement that we need to shut this down, then we're saying, okay, then how is our resource going to get to market? Or how, because if it doesn't, some way, somehow, not just for us, but the producers and the investors and everybody else, how do you keep this flow going?
Hold on, Mr. Chairman. Unfortunately, we're out of time. But this entire conversation is up on all of our social media today in its entirety. And thankfully, Mark Fox and all of the leaders of MHA Nation have boldly gone to Standing Rock and saying, you're hurting us now, and that is helping this DAPL search.
There's no terrain too tough for hyper-turf equipment, and Swanson Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines, turf vacs to clear the yard and eliminate dust, landscape equipment to handle tough debris, and verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanson locations. Gear up with hyper-turf equipment, available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanston strong.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.